Right, downstairs, Jake Batrick has a special guest for us. Jake?
Thanks, boys. I've got the co-captain, Liam Duggan, with me. Liam, another tough result. What did you make of that effort today?
Yeah, it was the score. Slipped away from us there at the end a little bit, but I thought in terms of our spirit and elements of the brand that we're chasing, that they were there today, and I think the boys just mentioned upstairs there, a few sloppy handballs and a little bit of welcoming them back through the corridor really hurt us. So they were able to hurt us off turnover, but definitely some elements and our spirit was really high.
On the positive, I think Harley Reid showed plenty of dare, particularly in that opening term, a few fend-offs and whatnot. Yeah, happy with his development. How's he settling in a couple of rounds in?
Yeah, really well. He's moved into a pretty bona fide midfielder quickly. He's showing us why he's a pick number one. And at the end of the day, he's trying his best to be a really good teammate. And that's what I love most about him. His energy's really high around the group. And we're starting to see a bit of his flair too, which is really nice.
I'll throw it upstairs to Carl Langdon, Mark Reddings, Glenn Jakovich and Lee Spur.
Doug and Lee Spur here, mate. How'd your corky go? I saw you got a big hit late. I thought maybe you had a hammy. You looked like you were a bit ginger.
I think you lost me there for a sec. Solid hit, but the leg's gone a bit dead now. But it got pretty physical towards the end. And obviously a few tired boys out there on both sides. So bodies start flying around a little bit, but it looks like we got through fairly well unscathed.
Liam, Glenn Jakovich, thanks for your time. What did you think the positives for your footy team was today? We've analysed the game from the first quarter to the last quarter, but we want to hear from yourself and for your fans on 882 6PR. What were the positives for you?
Yeah, I think, like I said earlier, that spirit is really high. So I think as much as that score did slip away and it looks like a pretty heavy defeat, I think there's elements of that where if we get a couple of those handballs and fundamentals right through the middle of the ground, we're looking really dangerous. And it's our deal now to try and finish our work and give our forwards a better look at it. So I think we're down on inside 50s again throughout, but we're returning serve a little bit too far back for our liking, but I think some of those plays look really good, and then a couple of fundamentals let us down through the middle of the game there, and that's how the score gets away.
Liam, in Q1, you look like you're really trying to play corridor and highway footy. Even the kick in from Jeremy McGovern, you almost went coast to coast. It just came straight out the guts. You were playing that aggressive, fast-paced style, and it sort of drifted away, but was that a directive just to say, let's get in the corridor and go?
Yeah, it was a little bit, and GWS like to play there too. So if we're there as well, there's going to be a bit of a battle off. So we probably ended up going a little bit towards the boundary through the middle of the game, and that's where they got their corridor movement going, and we lost a little bit of balance through there too. So I think early on we had a good look at it, and then we sort of fell away through the middle of the game. But then I thought we responded well in the last quarter, and right up until that last 5 minutes where they got a couple on, it was looking all right.
Liam, the last quarter was pretty pleasing, I felt. The fight was there. I guess the message at three-quarter time was to try and win the quarter, which you nearly done.
Yeah, it was. Definitely, yeah, that was the aim. So we, I can't remember whose goal it was, but we were 5 points up there at one stage for the quarter, and they're those little wins that we speak about, and especially were the boys able to adapt at three-quarter time to a pretty, the orange tsunami, like they call it. I think that response was great, and then we did fall away a little bit late. So we'll look at all areas in that last quarter, how we got on top, and then a few ways to help us defend behind the ball.
Liam, just Elliot Yeo, obviously his body's been an issue in the last couple of years, but he was so instrumental in the grunt work today. Just looks like he's back to almost full fitness and almost the form that we know he's produced over his decorated career.
Yeah, mate, he's been a star all pre-season and off-season. He's put in a load of work to get his body right. No one's been more frustrated with his body than him, so he's done a mountain of work and he's put himself in a really good position to attack the season, and like I say, I think we're seeing him at his best, and there's a few boys in there at the moment who are trying their best to compliment. I thought Ruben Jimmy was really well today, did a really good job today, obviously Harley Reid, and then Luke Edwards played a pretty important role for us on the wing too.
Just quickly, Jack Darling, 12 possessions, 2 behinds today. He was got the Bronx cheers towards the back end. He's playing on a pretty good defensive player today. Is he a bit down on confidence? What's your read on his situation?
Mate, I think it's that. It's a little bit of the opportunity too that we're giving him from up the field, and that's not where it needs to be as well. So for all our forwards, it's been a little bit dry going in there. But yeah, JD, I mean, it's a tough sport and it's a tough position. A big key forward when you're playing on the best backs in the league, especially this week. So Jack will keep building through the early parts of the season, and we'll back him in.
Doesn't get any easier next week. You probably haven't had too much of a chance to see the Western Bulldogs, but 9 goals in the first quarter, and Bontempelli and Treloar and Waitman kick 6 up forward. Are you going to have your work cut out again next week?
Yeah, it's a pretty solid start early on for us. So we've got another road trip in us, and there's some good memories for us that Eddie had against the Dogs last year as well. So we'll take confidence from that game last year, which really sparked sort of the back end for us. And mate, we'll just reload, stick to our process, and we'll go again.
Thanks for your time, Liam.
Thanks, fellas.